thrills me that it was the shepherds that heard that good news first. Not the nobility, not the wise men, the kings. They had to wait months probably before they got to see the baby Jesus. It was the shepherds, the nobodies, the smelly, irrelevant shepherds who got to hear that wonderful message. And it's amazing too, to me, that the shepherds went to go and tell other people. That was their first instinct, to go and tell the news. Because it was shocking. It was shocking news. No doubt they couldn't quite take in what had happened. Nigel and I were talking before the service about the Christmas story and how the enormity of it doesn't even touch base with most of us. It really is shocking that the God of the universe would come among us as a baby in the most vulnerable form imaginable and experience humanity alongside us on our terms. It really is God breaking through into the world. And also because it was a very personal message. The message had come to them. They were watching their flocks. They were going about their nightly business, their nightly routine. But they were the ones who were chosen to hear that message from a multitude of God's messengers, the angels. This wonderful thing that the Lord has told us about. Can you imagine how that must have felt for them? How such underprivileged people must have felt so special. A bit like the tag on the present. They must have felt so special knowing that this gift was for them. And because the news was good, it was good news. Salvation had come. The long-awaited Messiah was here, finally. The reconciliation between man and God was taking place right before them. But good news is meant to be shared, isn't it? And I very, very selfishly kept all my chocolates to myself earlier. Started eating them down there. Very good they are too. But good things are meant to be shared. So I'm going to adopt panto mode now. Can you catch? Can you catch down the side? Can you catch at the back? Oh, let's get the... I don't want to take anyone's eye out. Oh, Jenny, you didn't get any. Jenny didn't get any. Oh, that you haven't got any at the front. Sorry, sorry. There we are. There we are. Oh, 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 oh. Sorry about that. That's the trouble with most presents, isn't it? They only last for a short time, and then they're gone. Jesus is a gift that goes on and on and on. He is a lasting gift. He never runs out. There is more than enough of him to go around. So, there we are. I don't think I can throw as far as that, Joel. I'm a girl. I'll have a go. Oh. I really do throw like a girl, don't I? Oh. Even that bag of sweets, of course, is going to run out eventually, isn't it? But Jesus, his love, his grace, his mercy, his faithfulness, his goodness are lasting. And when we take that gift of Jesus to ourselves, we have lasting joy. Joy that never runs out. And that's worth sharing. Amen. Thank you, Jane.